the easiest way to describe it is an MS patient will have about 20 lesions on their brain, which are scars, when they die. My sister's got about 200 on her brain, 300 on her brain already. It basically has attacked her, her brain to stop it working. She can't walk, she talks very differently. At first she couldn't talk at all. She has only got use of her right arm. She needs physiotherapy to be able to get all of this back. Basically, they've said, the doctors have said that she can get it back with treatment. It's just getting the brain to work in a different way to what it originally did. It has to reroute to make her legs work, make her arms work, and make her talk properly, and all these sort of things. She's got a three-year-old daughter, Jasmine. She was born very premature, so she had a bad start with her. She's born at 1 pound 13 ounces when she was born. She does all of the nighttime stuff, so she'll read to her. She puts her to bed with, well, she sleeps with her mum till she goes to sleep, and then we'll put her to bed. But other than that, there's not major amounts she can do. My mother helps with all of that, which my mum's taken a second role with as a carer and a mother again. So it's hard on her. We've got to get this treatment together, otherwise this is the end of the road and there's no going back from it, basically. If she has a relapse, then she might not pull through it. Without this IVIG treatment, which will be basically replacing the microphenolate treatment, she's going to be left vulnerable to relapsing, which is awful. I'd like to thank everyone for all of their help, and if we can get to this target and get her IVIG treatment, then there'll be no words what can describe how thankful we are.